Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to What Culture Gaming. I'm Scott, joined by Josh.
Hello, Scott.
Josh, my friend, on the eve of Cyberpunk 2077 dropping in retail in our hands 8 years later than when it was first announced, there's a big old mess unfurling in regards to the way that the game's been shown off, in regards to retail code, review code, things like that. Obviously, our review is on the channel. It's of the PC version, which is kind of part of the crux as to why there's so much stuff unfurling. Because no one knows what the console versions of this game are like. Part of the thing that we had to sign to be able to review the game was saying that we would only review the PC version and we'd only include B-roll in the review, which is a weird, unprecedented move on behalf of a publisher. I want to unpack like every part of this because right now, obviously, we're, 24, whatever it is, hours. No, at least a little bit more than that, 30-ish hours or whatever it is, away from the game releasing at midnight. And it's a brass tacks thing that anyone who's buying the game at midnight on consoles has no idea what they're buying other than the trailers that are already out there. Like I said, CDPR have restricted access to the console version of the game. And I just think that that is a hell of a thing. A lot of people are sort of waking up to that this morning, checking on Twitter and stuff and being like, why are they not showing this version of the game that assumedly will be the most popular one?
Yeah, it's a strange move, Scotty T, because like you said, even though this is obviously going to be a massive game on PC, so many more people are going to buy it on consoles, whether you're playing on the base PlayStation 4, the Xbox Ones, or the PlayStation 4 Pro, or the Xbox One X, or the Xbox Series X, or the PlayStation 5. There are a lot of SKUs for this project that we just kind of haven't seen, and I think the issue is, like you said, it's kind of twofold. On the one hand, you've got these PC reviews going out, which of course are very valid and very valuable because they still review the game, they still review a version of the game that exists, but at the same time you've got the developer kind of withholding what the game actually looks like and how it runs on console, which is an issue in and of itself, but it's compounded with the kind of rumors that have been going around this year that have suggested that the console version, at least for the base PlayStation 4 and Xbox One, is in a bad state. Like, these obviously aren't verified, but every single time this game was delayed you would see the rumors pop up about the real reason is because of how much it's struggling on that like dated hardware. I think we even did a few videos on those rumors back when the last delay happened. So it's just kind of like this weird position where we have so many people excited for this game, so many people looking forward to this game, yet they don't really have access until launch about like footage of how the game runs on the machine that they're going to be playing it on.
Another thing as well is like there was two parts to the embargo. Like, one thing was obviously the initial review embargo, which we hit last night, and we were able to put a video review up if it was like I said, the PC version, but if it also included B-roll, not any original gameplay capture. That has a separate embargo that's going to be breaking tomorrow, which a lot of other sort of reviewers have noted. That's when like anybody can show off the stuff that they captured from their review build of the game. Which is the whole thing that I think tomorrow is going to be a wave of Cyberpunk bugs and glitches and all that kind of stuff. Because Jules said that his version ran pretty well. I think he's got a hell of a setup on his PC, but it still has, overall, I mean, especially Jeff Gerstmann over on Giant Bomb just said that he was just a ton of bugs and glitches. Like, Jules did note that characters would load in T-posed and, like, characters, some of the dialogue, they talk over themselves and things like that. And it feels like they're somewhat holding back on showing that stuff off. But another sort of overall point is that even tomorrow, like, there's not going to be any overall footage of the console versions of the game, neither last gen or current gen or whatever, until the midnight launch, which kind of means that in regards to how CDPR have approached their review process, you know, they get to put all the review copies out there. Obviously, that's brilliant. We get to put a review together. They get their quotes for the marketing stuff. All those adverts get to be put out. But all those review quotes and everything pertain to the PC version, so it's a great review for the PC version and a hell of an indicator to the overall quality of the game as it should be. Yeah. But you don't really know what you're buying, and it means that they sort of tick their box of the marketing. They get to say, hey, look, it's a 5-star game coming. But as of midnight tomorrow night, it could be absolutely on fire on PS4, Xbox One, whatever. And it's sort of just going to go under the radar because the overall conversation around it is, hey, it's this 5-star game.
I mean, that's the worry, isn't it? The fact of the matter is, like, you don't want this to be another Ghost Runner. Like, that game was also reviewed on PC. It looked stunning on PC, but, I mean, we again did a video on it when you were playing Ghost Runner on the PlayStation 4, and, like, it ran like ass, and that wasn't the game that a lot of people were expecting because they didn't get to see that footage beforehand, and that is the worry with Cyberpunk, that even though the reviews are out right now about the PC version, a common thread throughout all of them is the fact that there's still a lot of bugs, and this is the best version of the game that's being fronted, so it makes you wonder how the other versions that they aren't putting front and center on the marketing and letting people play is kind of,
One thing to throw in is that one of the only ways to look at PlayStation or Xbox footage is to literally search Twitter, just search Cyberpunk 2077 gameplay, because some people have access to early copies. Like, some stuff is leaked earlier, like the console versions of, you know, some different stores have broken their you know, retail dates or whatever. And so there is footage on there online. However, CDPR are blocking that stuff. Now, I don't think that is an intent. I don't think someone at CDPR is sitting down, you know, laughing nefariously and blocking early access stuff. I think it's more a result of the way that the games are programmed into YouTube. I think it's just an algorithmic thing.
Well,
but it does still contribute to not being able to see the version of the game you're going to be buying.
You say that, Scott, but CDPR as a company did release that statement saying that, you know, we know copies are out there, we know the street date in some places has been broken, but if you do have early access, you're still not allowed to stream. Like, they said that. They said if you were streaming it, even if you already had it, like, you weren't allowed. And, you know, that's potentially their prerogative because it's their studio, it's their game or whatever, and it's not the official release date, and there's a day one patch coming which should be taken into consideration. But at the same time, I just can't escape the fact that if this was a Bethesda or an Activision or an EA, like, everyone would have been jumping down their throats about pretty much every single part of this. But CDPR, you know, Pat, gets let off with a lot of this stuff because they do make great games, and they make games that people really want to play. But in this case, it's just... we'll find out in 2 days, Scott, I think is the big thing, but all of this kind of points towards some bad omens in my head.
It's just, something feels really up with it. Like, it's just, it feels like a really, I mean, I know that obviously it's 8 years in development. If you're CDPR, I know that they've lost literally billions on all the marketing budgets that were initially in place, all the different deadlines they were initially going to hit, that they've delayed the game multiple times. And, like, I'm a big CDPR fan, but I still, like you said, if I'm just literally, if this was Bethesda, Activision, 2K, whatever, we would be completely hanging them out to dry and being like, what the hell are you guys doing? You can't mandate trailer footage for a review. And even the day after that, you can't then say, well, you know, only one version can be shown, and we're just going to kind of do a blind faith purchase at midnight launch. That stuff is unprecedented, and I think that as much as, you know, CDPR have a lot of goodwill, a lot of good faith behind them, because of The Witcher, because of all the comments that they made over the years, literally saying that they, you know, they don't believe in microtransactions, they don't believe in all this stuff that was dogging the industry at the time. That stuff's all great, but if you then do this horrible anti-consumer move, you know, with the game that is the most anticipated, it still feels like we're being, you know, it feels very shady. It feels like a way to market a game that benefits them on the review side, the marketing side, the advertising side, but doesn't benefit the consumer. If you literally can't see what you're buying and it's a premium priced product, that's a problem. I don't really care whether it comes from CDPR, Bethesda, or anybody else.
Yeah, totally. Like, I mean, I'll be playing it on PlayStation 5, and even now, I'm obviously going to buy it. I'm looking forward to it like you are, Scott. I'm going to get it. But now I am a bit kind of... my expectations are lowered a touch because I don't know and I can't look in advance about how it's going to run and how it's going to play. And it's just kind of It's not. It's a confusing situation to be in because, yes, the PC reviews are out there. Yes, the PC reviews are, of course, very valid. But at the same time, I don't know much about the PlayStation 5 version in particular. I know that the proper next-gen upgrade isn't coming until 2021. But also, there have been comments that it does run better on the PlayStation 5. The frame rate is increased. It's got some, you know, added quality-of-life features, and it's better optimized. But they haven't shown off those differences. I don't know exactly which version of this game I'm going to get. And they have, for Xbox Series X, announced that there's going to be a performance and a quality mode that you can choose between. But it's like, it's so kind of fragmented. And the game's so big, and it's just, it is a strange way to roll it out ultimately.
Yeah, the performance resolution thing is apparently on PlayStation as well. Again, right. Just going off Twitter, just going off what people have said, the people that have been lucky enough to get their hands on a copy that's leaked early. And apparently, yeah, there is like a split between performance and resolution. But even then, the clarification around, you know, if you're on PlayStation 5, you're ostensibly playing the PS4 version of the game, unless there is an option inside the PlayStation Store to update it the same way you do something like Mortal Kombat or No Man's Sky or whatever, which will change the way the tiles displayed on the dashboard to show that, like, this is the PlayStation 5 version. But at the same time, you know, they have said that a full actual next-gen version, or I guess current-gen now version, is coming in 2021, which would assumedly make more meaningful updates that aren't going to be covered in the launch day, like, uptick version. It's just, there's a lot of stuff that needs clarifying, and they just kind of go like, we don't know, but at least this version works, so look over here, this thing's fine. And like I said, I want to analyze it from every point of view, because I think that it's just, it's a hell of a rollout for a game that's been this anticipated, has been this long in development. If you're their marketing team, their financial team, and you know, you're looking at this game, and maybe it is on fire other than this one version, but even the PC version is being dogged for having a ton of bugs. This is just like some crazy way of getting around it, where it's like, well, we'll ship this and we'll put this advert over here and we'll do the midnight launch. And
yeah.
I think it's fascinating in like a really crazy, unique kind of way.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, like, bugs and glitches are big as well, but I don't think, for many people, I don't think they make or break a game fully. Like, obviously, they need to be taken into consideration when you're criticizing something, but people love Skyrim, Scott Tilford.
And I was just saying, it didn't really, it didn't affect
it. Runs
Skyrim
like arse, you know what I mean? A lot of Bethesda games run like arse, and yet they completely sell really well and people love them. I feel like even if the game was buggy, like Witcher 3 was buggy at launch, but you know, if they were a bit more open about it and weren't trying to hide it so much, it wouldn't have this kind of weird atmosphere around the whole release. I feel like they would still have plenty of fans who would kind of not be too bothered about it or excuse it, and it's just better for everyone, I think, to be a bit more open about which version they're getting, so then you can make an informed choice about specific.
CBPR have like made it their reputation, their like company reputation, to be as open and honest about everything as much as possible, and that's why a lot of people love them so much and go, you know, they must be protected at all costs, and if they say this, then that's the truth, and that stuff's cool. But it goes against all that when they are being very clear and honest and open about there's like four versions of the game, like, you know, PS4, PS5, Xbox, and then Xbox Series, Xbox One, and Xbox Series versions. There's the Stadia version as well. It's just, all that stuff is just in the wind. And there's one version that we can say is confident and brilliant and a five-star product, and that's great. But that is 1/6 of the overall player base. Even if it was distributed evenly across all those systems. So it's just crazy. So I've got a weird gut feeling where I think it's about to explode into like a Mass Effect Andromeda, you know, glitch fest as of tomorrow. And I think we'll see how that goes. And then I'm just fascinated what the hell this console version is. And I also, as a separate thing, don't think that you should ever go in completely blind into a new release. You should always know what the hell you're buying on a base consumer level. And it sucks that we just have to throw money at this and hope that it's okay. I mean, I'm going to do that because I'm slightly crazy at midnight, but you shouldn't have to at all.
No, I fully agree, you know what I mean? And yes, I know a lot of people are really wanting to love this game, and they're going to say, well, what about the day one patch? And it's like, by the sounds of things, the day one patch, yes, it's going to be welcome, yes, it's going to fix a lot of things, but if you take everyone's reviews at kind of face value, like, there are too many issues with the game currently for one simple patch to fix everything, you know what I mean? To properly get it to where it should be.
Yeah, there's also the whole thing that, like, people on PS4, again, on Twitter, have said that they've already got the 40-gig patch, and it seems like there's another one coming on day one, but Jules said that during the PC build, I think it's in his review as well, that there were multiple patches applied during the review period. So it kind of feels like whatever version of the game they've put out there as the review build, like, you know, they've then been patching that whole time. It feels like it's coming in so hot, and they're just sort of like, douse this, spray this, we'll try and just get it to not be smouldering for a bit.
I mean, the writing was kind of on the wall with all of those last-minute delays, you know what I mean? Like, a couple-week delay, it feels like they're just trying to get as much polished as possible without having to delay it into the next year, you know what I mean? Like, it's been a weird project, man, for, like, a bunch of different reasons, but the thing that stands out to me is the kind of just miscommunication with what state the game's in. Like, even if the thing is good, the way that it's being treated, the way that it's being delayed, the way that it's being kind of, like, mishandled is just... It's strange, and it is worth talking about, like you say.
Yeah, and also roll in, like, massive props to the developers. I mean, they've had to give 8 years of their lives coding this thing, and all the different delays, the last-minute stuff, finding out that the game was delayed after this whole stock exchange thing happened externally, and then they got an email after the public found out. There's so much stuff that they've been through that I guess, like, they'll just be so glad to get over the finish line, but then it isn't the finish line because there's so much launch day stuff to go through. There's so much initial, potentially backlash, whatever we're going to see from this stuff, and then they have to go straight into working on the next-gen version and just keep on going. So it's just... It's a hell of a thing. But yeah, let us know what you think down in the comments below of the sort of general rollout of Cyberpunk 2077. Are you holding off on buying it until there's more footage of the console versions? Or are you just going to go in blind faith like me and Josh will and just see what the hell is up with this thing on day one? For now, I've been Scott from WhatCulture.com.
I've been Josh from WhatCulture.com.
I will catch you next time.
Bye. Bye.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to PrettyLitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.